The risk sounding like a stuck record, but one gained or two lost, do you think? It's a tough one, really, because I mean, I think we created chances in the first half, but maybe second half, maybe not quite, nowhere near as many. And
more possession, yeah. Just not thoughtful with it at all. Not good enough, really. Too many players off, too many. All of the, you know, I can probably single out maybe a couple. Which I'm not going to do because they're all in it together. That have, you know, played to a certain standard. That's acceptable. After a great trip to the North East on Tuesday night, we expect better. And that's, you know, the message that we're going to be putting out to them, because it's not good enough.
So would you say the games we played, obviously still unbeaten in seven, but obviously five draws. Would you say that's the one today where you can come away and say you're really not happy with the performance? Really?
That's the Stafford Rangers last year.
Yeah.
For me, plus point is we got a point out of it rather than conceding sloppy goals and, you know, letting all three slip away. But no, need to have a good think about ourselves there. Too many miles off the standard that we've set.
I was going to say, I mean, you say that, and I think it's absolutely fair comment. They've not created a massive amount of chances. I'm not trying, this question's not to do Marine down, but you only know where I'm coming from. Is that down to our good defending at times? Do you think that maybe they didn't punish us where they could have done?
No, I don't think it's down to any great defending or anything. I think the game is too open.
Yeah.
You know, we like to play a high tempo game that wasn't there. It was like a testimonial in that first half. Second half, maybe got a tiny little bit better, but nowhere near where we want to be. In respect of, you know, the tempo that we want to set ourselves, the hard work that we want to put into a game. For me, it wasn't there. Marine looked hungrier, I thought, you know, and maybe that's typified by the situation they find themselves in. You know, they fight for every point. We've got to fight for every point.
Exactly.
For a different reason, because we want to win football matches and win the league.
Injury-wise, James Knowles didn't start today. Did he pick up an injury during the week? Or?
Yeah, he got injured in training, which was disappointing. I think it told the leadership qualities that he brings to the table. Joe Fox, who I thought was excellent on Tuesday night.
He got that bad tackle, didn't he?
He got that bad tackle, you know, which has kept him out. So, but we've got a squad, and that squad needs to be, it's got to be good enough.
And finally, speaking about the squad, obviously some lads have gone this week, so obviously people have been obviously asking questions and wondering what. So I mean, you know, obviously you had some of the quotes on the website, but obviously.
Well, that's it. That's exactly the reason. You know, it's got to be fair to them as well. Didn't see them fitting into what we want to do, and we've got some good young players at the club who are coming through, and I want to encourage that growth.
Yeah, we've always said it as well. A big squad's lovely to have, but your job to keep people happy, and they're all lads who will play elsewhere and should be playing.
They are, they're good lads, honest lads, and you know, I'm sure they'll be they'll find themselves, you know, at clubs and playing football, which is the only day called a semi-pro footballer, not a semi-pro sitting on a bench.
Yeah, exactly.
So
see you Tuesday.
Cheers, Steve.
See you, Cal.